Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Marked for Life is an autobiography written anonymously for personal reasons by Jabez X. It concerns the author's walk with Jesus and overcoming his mental health issues. He shows that knowing Jesus is the key ingredient in overcoming mental health issues while employing modern psychological techniques as well. He also touches on the stigma attached to having mental health issues in one's life. Raised in a dysfunctional, atheistic, and alcoholic family, Jabez X still managed to earn a BA in English from Cornell University in 1977, and around 15 years later, he gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ. Jabez X, author of Marked for Life, My Journey with Jesus Through the Mental Health Wilderness, is our guest on This Week in America. Jabez, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
This is such an important book, an important message told by somebody who knows exactly what they're talking about because you've experienced all of this firsthand. Let's start with the inspiration. Why and when did you decide to write the book, Marked for Life?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm getting older, and it's the untold story of my life, and I had some time off for work, so I thought by journaling the events of my life that I would have a better perspective of why certain things happened, and also give my insight to the general public as to how best to handle the traumas of life.
Why is it that mental health sufferers are so much stigmatized by our society? And I say that because we all deal with issues, some more serious, obviously, a lot more serious than others. But why is that still stigmatized by many in society?
Well, there is one reason, one major reason that I see, and that is that we live in a post-Christian culture. By that, Rick, by that I mean our culture no longer looks to the Bible for the basic answers of life. Many mental health sufferers now are treated by modern psychology. Modern psychology has a lot to add and a lot to help people who are mental health sufferers, but they don't deal with the key ingredients that really helped my healing, which was knowing God, knowing forgiveness, and knowing that the traumas of life are there for a reason, mainly to make us turn to God and not to turn towards isolation.
The book is called Mark for Life, My Journey with Jesus Through the Mental Health Wilderness. Written anonymously, the author is Jabez X, that's J-A-B-E-Z, and then a capital X. Book available at Amazon, of course, where the usual places, wherever books are sold, and we'll have information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned your beginning. Talk about where you came from and the problems. I mean, you carried a lot of baggage into adulthood, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Rick. Well, if readers will read my book, they'll see that I began with a major, major trauma, which was, I believe, I was a product of rape and incest. Now, this is before Roe v. Wade. So my mother more or less decided to keep me. I believe the perpetrator was a close family relative, and I guess I lucked out.
Well, yes, you certainly have.
I mean, I lucked out in that I didn't figure this all out until years later, but the what I call the blessing of life is worth much more than how we got here, so to speak.
Well, yes. And is that one of the things you have to deal with in finding healing and in understanding that and putting it in context? and not let it destroy the balance of your life?
Yes. I believe that all mental health sufferers, in fact, every person in one way or another has traumas or problems. If it gets to be a big problem, we call it a trauma, to deal with that. Unless they're forthright and honest in dealing with it and hopefully getting some help with the counselor or someone who can co-commiserate with them, they might carry that, memory with them all their lives. And so the reason I wrote my book and called it Mark for Life, oh, there's two reasons, but mainly I believe that God wants us to have life and to have it more abundantly. And in order for that to happen, Rick, we have to get past the bad things that have happened to us. In other words, our society thrives on the blame game. Stop blaming whoever it was that hurt you. They might not even know they hurt you. Stop blaming them, forgive them, and free yourself from the past.
You mentioned modern day psychology. Can that help? And what role does that play? What role did it play for you?
Certainly can. I still take some medications. I have kind of a medical, chemical imbalance in my body. I think that that's where the stigma comes in, Rick, that our society, you get a headache, you take a pill. You stub your toe, you take a pill. You want to go to sleep, you take a pill. But if you have a mental health issues and you take a pill for that, all of a sudden, all these words come out of the closet. Crazy,
Yes, exactly.
The old word was mental, but that's no longer politically correct.
so much has changed. The book is Marked for Life, My Journey with Jesus Through the Mental Health Wilderness by Jabez X. That's J-A-B-E-Z, capital X. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about forgiveness of sins, acceptance is so important to have that done by Jesus. Talk about that. When you came to that realization and the importance of other people understanding that as well, because it's key to healing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's key because our society, worships the mind. If you are highly intelligent, if you are handsome or beautiful, and if you have money or resources, our society practically worships you.
Yes, that is so important.
See, I had a father who graduated from high school when he was 16, had a PhD from a school called Columbia University in New York City, but he had all kinds of traumas. He lost his mother when he was 8. He was in the Army in World War II. His father died. He couldn't go home for the funeral. And to get close, this is a big word, the word closure. It's a big word among psychologists and a lot of other people, Christians too, that unless you get closure for those traumas, by getting counseling or something, that you carry them around with you the rest of your life. And so my father was what you call a functional alcoholic. He held a job. He was a professor. He taught English. But when he came home, he was a different person, like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
And that's the person you saw, isn't it? Didn't see him in the classroom and touching lives of students and making their lives better. You saw Dad is struggling with demons.
Yeah, I did. I saw him come home and dinner time, the Johnny Walker Red would come out and he was gone. He wasn't even there, that's the other thing, look at what's happened this past year, 2020, Rick, with the pandemic. Okay.
Yes.
No school, no, people are a lot, out of work. Mothers have left their jobs to take care of their kids. Everyone's isolated, okay? And the uptick in mental illness has been enormous. Why? Because too many people get their self-image from the social groups. And I believe the
Yes.
Bible teaches that the best self-image is to know the love of God and to know that He knows everything about you and loves you anyway, and that He already forgave you 2,000 years ago when He sent His Son at the to the cross.
That's why this book is so important and touching in a positive way. So many lives marked for life. My journey with Jesus through the mental health wilderness, written anonymously by Jabez X, Jabez, with a capital X. Boy, time is going by so quickly and so much to talk on. Talk about mental health issues. Do they run in the family? Do you think that's sort of
Oh,
where it all began for you? Obviously, seeing that,
absolutely.
yes.
Now, my mother did the best to hide the fact that she had an older sister. She and her sister, I believe, were molested, for want of a better word, by their father, my grandfather, who lived out in Iowa. My mother was from Iowa. My father was from Florida. They happened to meet during World War II in Washington, D.C. How do you like that? Iowa meets Florida.
Yes.
But every summer we would go out to Florida, I'm sorry, out to Iowa. I believe my mother was trying to get her father to admit that he had done some bad things. And, it doesn't work that way, Rick. You have to forgive whoever the perpetrator is and just put that in the hands of God, because God said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." But that's my mother. She lost her mother when she was 13. So my father and mother had that in common. They had both lost their mother. So,
Yes, and we talk about running in families, and that so
Yeah,
often is
yeah.
the case, and that was the
So,
case with our guest. And let's talk a little bit about born again believers.
all
Do
right.
they have mental health issues as well?
They can. See, yeah, dysfunctional families produce dysfunctional children.
Yes.
And in fact, I'm a big believer in family counseling. If you want to understand a person's issues, you have to look at the family, the father, mother, and even the grandfather and grandmother that they came from. The Christian message is, once you give your life to Jesus Christ, now God is your new heavenly father. You see, everyone's running around, Rick, saying, "Where's the perfect father? Where's the perfect father?" There are no perfect fathers. I'm a
Yes.
father and I messed up with my own daughter. I didn't do anything bad. It's just that I was kind of an absentee father. But when you get to know God, the God of the Bible, He is the perfect father.
Is maintaining healthy mental health an ongoing struggle for you?
Well, it is, Rick, in that whenever somebody finds out about my past, they may try to peg me. You want to know something? I have more problems with my older brother and my cousins who knew me before God straightened out the mess that my life was. And it's sort of like, to them, that's what I'll always be. to some of the, I have a cousin in Kentucky who's, I think, an atheist. To him, my faith is a crutch. Okay, if it's a crutch, what does a crutch do? It helps you walk, you know. But people try to peg you sometimes and say, well, you're less of a person because you had problems in that area. But don't let them do that. Never let someone else redefine who you are. Because God has said that he loved everyone. He loves the human race. And so much, he loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us.
Let's talk about that. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. We've touched on this. You've touched on this several times. Talk about Jesus, and does he really understand each and every human person totally and perfectly? And you talked about the importance of knowing that. And that's somewhat overwhelming for some people to understand that he really would knows me and would care about me. How important is
true,
that?
It is true. Yes. The Bible says not only does he totally understand and know about every human who has ever lived, who is alive now, and who will be alive, he made you. God is the creator of all life, and especially of human life. And I suppose, in fact, I would definitely say is why I believe that abortion on demand is so wrong. Because I look at my own life and I believe I could have been aborted, except I was born in the 1950s, and back then it was illegal. And so I managed to survive. I don't know if survive's the right word.
Yes.
It's been a lot of ups and downs, but the gift of life, I wouldn't have traded it for anything, because my broken road led me to the Lord.
That's why your story really resonates so well, as you've been there. You've hit you've hit the bottom. You've been trying to deal with all of this with medication and everything.
I believe every time my mother looked at me, she saw the perpetrator, for want of a better word. I'm pretty sure I know who it was.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter, because he's not even around, not alive anymore. It matters in the sense that every time we went back to Iowa, he was there. But guess what? I've looked at all our family get-together photographs. He's not in the picture. So, it's sort of like he was there, but he was like avoiding us until we left town. But, I pray for him too. I pray for him. And you have to forgive. The great message of Christianity, which is a relationship with God, not a religion, the great message is forgiveness can lead to restored relationships. And that's what God is all about, Rick, relationships.
And that's what really turned your life around in the early 1900s, when you gave your heart and your life to Christ.
1992.
It just all fit together. And he, our guest on the program, Jabez X, that's the pen name, the book written anonymously for obvious reasons. He shares all of that so openly, so honestly. And it is helping so many people. The book is Marked for Life, My Journey with Jesus Through the Mental Health Wilderness. Jabez X, J-A-B-E-Z, and then a capital X. The book is available at Amazon.com. I want to thank GlassLink Solutions doing some marketing and setting up our conversation with Jabez today.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes, of course. Certainly.
Who we think we are determines how we live our lives. If obviously in a world that has forgotten who God is, people don't know who they are. And the Bible tells us where man came from and where he's going. But if you know that there is a God who loves you, it makes a world of difference.
Well, that was a perfect way to sum up our conversation. The book is available Amazon, the usual places, Jabez X. It's two words, J-A-B-E-Z, and then a capital X. The book is Marked for Life, My Journey with Jesus Through the Mental Health Wilderness. Jabez, again, thank you for being with us on the program. Book available wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon. We've got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.